Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Penthouse Fire Podcast, episode number
19.
We're nearly at 20, bro.
DSC.
Yeah, this episode we are going to
We're gonna mix it up.
We're gonna be reviewing a live review. We're gonna watch the halftime Super Bowl show, and I've seen this once before. Dave hasn't seen it at all, so we're just gonna watch it and give our opinions now.
Should be informative, and educational as always.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, haven't seen it yet, it's Shakira and Jennifer Lopez performing.
Many a teenager's dream.
Yeah. Oh, I remember back in the day.
They're still
brilliant. Right, let's go to it. Let's go. So here we go. Super Bowl.
The National Football League welcomes you to the Pepsi Super Bowl 54 halftime show.
It'd be crazy to be at that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be mental.
So Shakira's kicking it off.
Hello. Lots of groin thrusts. Good start.
So this is the thing, right? I've seen this, and I think she's miming, but her mic's live a little bit.
She said, "Hello, Miami."
Do you think?
But now she's miming.
Desk man is just boom. Yeah. Mute that shit. Someone's recording on the side. See what she sounds like. It's just like. By the way, if you didn't know, she's 43 years old. Damn, she's looking fine. Hope I look that good at 43.
You won't.
Shit.
This is good. I like this. Hey, oh, we got violins. Fake violins.
They're miming as well.
Of course they are.
Her voice is just way too perfect, isn't it? For live.
Yeah.
Checking the mic's even
it's just,
on.
You can tell like, the compression and everything. Like, it just doesn't...
And she definitely ain't playing guitar. Fucking capo. And the riff ain't really happening.
She's playing chords, but it's an actual riff.
Yeah.
I don't think we're the demographic for this.
Nah. Is that Adam Blackstone? I think that might be Adam Blackstone on bass.
Who's that?
MD for Justin Timberlake, Jill Scott. Nice. He was at the last Super Bowl, or the one with Justin Timberlake on.
Ooh, that was cool.
So she's got some rope out.
Hello.
For those listening on the podcast, just tying her wrists up.
If you're not watching this, you're missing out.
Yeah, you need to watch this. Grab some tissues.
It's gonna get emotional. She's married to a Barcelona footballer called Gerard Piqué, Spanish bloke.
All right.
He's a very lucky man.
For sure.
Yeah, because she's 43 and he's probably like 23.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Damn. That's obviously a fake crowd as well, isn't it? Right by the stage.
They're probably all
part of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, fireworks.
Fireworks, I mean, great. I always get disappointed with stuff like this when it's like, I mean, it looks like a bit of a band. Yeah, there's a band in the background, though. It's hard to tell because the audio that we're listening to. Yeah, but the audio we're listening to is so highly produced, you know? Like, obviously, they've got some elements of the live, like the crowd and stuff. But that's definitely not a live band playing right now. This is probably my favourite part so far.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a...
Oh, Silverman's coming.
Who the fuck's that? Oh, some guy.
He looks like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, he looks like a mug.
Do you know actually what he looks like? He's dressed in silver. For those who aren't watching, he's dressed
in silver. Neo.
Yeah, a white silver Neo.
Like a long trench coat in sparkly silver.
He looks like he's dressed like what someone from the 1950s thinks 1980 looks like. Oh, man, people are going to be flying around spaceships dressing like this shit. Oh, man, look at those outfits, though, the musicians are wearing. Now, that's the next outfit. That's the Penthouse 5 look for 2021. You know it.
Yeah, so don't he's not singing either.
Think he's, yeah.
Oh.
Dancers are on point, though. These guys are great. Looking slick. I like the outfits. 100% he's not singing.
Yeah.
Sounds so studio, doesn't it? It's just like, it's way too
clear. Yeah, like if you were just listening to this as audio,
yeah,
you wouldn't like...
It's just, and you know...
It kind of sounds like it's just got like baked in crowd noises.
You know, yeah, 100%.
Because these are all samples from the original track.
My point was going to be, I think the most disappointing thing about Shakira's performance right now is the fact that it's all just like small clips of her biggest songs.
Yeah.
They're not even medleys. There's not like...
Here's a minute. Yeah. Stop. Here's a minute.
Yeah, it's just like...
Well, that's like the Maroon 5 one last time. Yeah. Like, there was no interesting segues or mixtures.
The fuck is that?
Some Colombian thing we don't know about. Wow.
Look like fucking Steely. Something Steely does.
That is an aggressive camera shot.
Oh,
there.
Damn. That is like two inches away from seeing everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Just for those who want to go back and watch this. 549. Gonna get some good angles.
I think, because there's a drum kit in the background, I think there's maybe drum kit and bass.
Yeah. Drums, massive drum kit over there.
Yeah, huge. There's a bassist there. And then probably some like backing keys.
I think that's for what's about to come. Let me turn up a little bit.
They're probably there for all of the like...
Jennifer Lopez just hit the floor. What an entrance. Live band have now kicked in. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh!
Now we're talking. That's definitely mixed a track and live band.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Tune.
She went Arstless Chaps. Yeah, she is.
She got to be 50, ain't she?
Yeah.
Oh, tune. That's a cool dance as well. The outfits for 2025 Penthouse 5.
Silver bits in between a pants that like
tune.
Ah, yeah. It's a great song.
Oh, we get on that. Yeah, this is... Oh, I got...
Okay, go back for that, yeah.
Little bass run here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she singing live?
I think she is. Yeah. She's live. I think she's a level up from Shakira, you know.
Might be auto-tune, but like...
Yeah.
She is taking a big fat shit all over Shakira.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, if you're into that, you know, good for you.
She's got a live band, man. It's all you got to use.
It's just such another level.
It's such another level.
The energy of a live band. You can't replicate that.
Here we go. Looks like Mortal Kombat starting.
Oh, wow.
Quick outfit change for Jennifer Lopez.
I think she just removed it all.
To be fair, this bit's quite cool, and it shows at 50 years old, she's fucking strong as fuck.
She just did that film where she played.
She's a pole dancer or something. Yeah, I didn't see it. But fair play though.
Man, of course, trying to do shit like that.
Yeah, man. Just to be fair, the choreography right now is fucking quality.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, she's definitely live.
I'm not sure if she's live there.
You don't think so? Unless, that's wicked.
Maybe she's just because they auto-tuned her live. So I remember Billy Joel performed years ago. I think he did the halftime show, or he did, you know,
when... Here we go. There's some band stuff happening. Is that the same guy? Don't think it is.
Nah. Yeah, Billy Joel did like the opening Star Stangled banner, but it was like they whacked on all the auto tune, and you could hear it.
Yeah. Now this is cool. Let's. Oh, can I rewind a bit?
Yeah, of course you can.
So, this is what I'm talking about with the Shakira thing. Fuck's the mouse. So, this is what I was talking about with the Shakira thing. She was just doing like 30 seconds, 20 seconds of her song. But listen to like Jennifer Lopez's mashups, the segues, there's specific arrangement and thought to this. Which is what you gotta do, you know? Especially a show like this. Bless you, Dave. You alright?
Yeah.
Dave's having a heart attack.
God, it's just J-Lo, man. What is it? Oh, yeah. Just realised what this is. Cool. It's like when you go to see someone live, you don't want to just see them.
You want to hear the records. It's just like exactly the same.
You want to see... It's a live experience, and you want something to... I bet he's been told, if you actually touch my arse, you're going to have to...
Isn't her boyfriend like an MMA fighter? Or no, he's a fan or something.
I think he's a baseball player. Okay. He is loaded.
Just trying to see the band in the background. Probably not doing much. I was like, is Pitbull going to come out right now? That'd be sick. But I don't think he does. Look at that dance move. Fucking aggressive.
Jesus, they are, aren't they?
They're like my fucking crotch. That's Pitbull there, isn't it? How much to wear those outfits?
Me?
Free?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, she smashed it.
Specimen.
Chilling it down now. Is this girl related to Jennifer Lopez?
Don't know.
Or is just someone random? I mean, she kind of does look a little bit like her.
That J-Lo section was wicked, especially in the intro.
Oh my god. No, you're not. Do you want him playing the right drum?
Is that Puerto Rico or Cuba?
What's that?
Flag.
The American flag.
Oh, it was. I think it was Puerto Rico.
Oh, was it?
I'm not sure.
Oh, there you go. Just for the fans. 12 minutes.
Let's just watch that again.
At 12 minutes, 40 is great shot. And we're back to the track. Oh, there you go. A bit of arrangement there. Yeah. Shakira and what Shakira and J-Lo bring are both very different, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can tell which one you want to see live in concert more so, if you're a fan of like seeing a live band and stuff as well. I think you can tell like Shakira is probably more of like a pop artist.
Yeah.
J-Lo's more of a musician, like, yeah, dancer, performer, singer, like everything. nailing it. Live band kicked back in as well.
Ooh, hello.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
A couple of dancers just got chucked up in the air.
Wow, man.
Oh, the drums. Nice. Guy's like, and unmute for like 2 seconds. Yeah, fair play. There you go. There you go. So that was nice. The halftime performance. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I want to go see J-Lo live. I didn't realise
she was decent.
I really want to go see like live videos on YouTube now because that was impressive.
Yeah, band are killing. It'd be great to know who the musicians were. I'm pretty sure on bass that was Adam Blackstone.
And J-Lo's got a lot of tunes, man. Mm. Like, she's got a lot of really cool tunes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a bit disappointed by Shakira. Mm. A little bit disappointed there.
Not sure if I expected anything less, though. You know, there's certain artists where you don't really...
don't really see people miming that much nowadays.
Yeah, if you look on, like, a YouTube, I mean, obviously is the best platform for, like, finding videos and stuff. But like an artist like Rihanna, for example, I've done many research to try and find like arrangements for our band and stuff. Other things.
I've done a lot of Rihanna research.
That's a different website, bro.
On my own, you know, but solo research.
You can't, it's really hard to find Rihanna with a live band. It's not impossible, but it's like, it's, you know, you look at Justin Timberlake, Bruno Mars, obviously he has his own band in particular. But you know, so artists like that, like they're musicians and they like the live band, whereas... some just like a track.
I guess, so, you know, it's all down to personal preference. I just don't understand why you wouldn't bring a live band to a live experience.
Yeah, especially a show like that. It's the biggest show pretty much on the planet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not sure.
But, I mean, you know, we're talking about this as musicians. I mean, the spectacle of it was incredible and all of the dance routines was amazing. Mm. So if, you know, for the average viewer that might not be too bothered about that, they might just look at that and go like, wow, Shakira was incredible.
Yeah.
So it just all depends on your perspective, I guess.
Yeah.
But J-Lo rinsed it out.
The J-Lo section. Yeah, I think if you're a musician watching it, listening, I think skip to the J-Lo part and like really enjoy the band because there's probably a lot in there we missed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and then once you're done with that, you want to... let's go to the booty shaking.
That's 12 minutes, bro.
12 minutes?
12 minutes.
Like straight away. 12 minutes, bro.
I said it on the thing.
It's 12 minutes.
12 minute 50, bro. Yeah, Shakira playing the drum kick. Come on now.
That's the highlight.
You got the band in the background right there.
I just want to see Shakira playing drums again.
I mean, fair play, but she... Look at what drum she hits when they hit the floor tom. She hits the snare. I mean, you know, bless her.
Yeah.
Boom. Oh. You're about to hit it. There you go. 12 minutes 30.
12
minutes 40. Boom. You're just going to leave it on that.
You can just
you go screen up, save that shit.
See, just set up a 5-second loop.
Boom. Yeah, it was a cool show.
It was definitely
Justin Timberlake.
I mean, to see Shakira and J-Lo together, they're like two you know, icons of pop.
So
it's pretty cool to see them together.
Yeah,
like the bit at the end where they're kind of doing the thing together. It's that's really cool.
Yeah,
Shakira on drums is hilarious. And J-Lo's band is awesome.
Justin Timberlake was probably one of the best ones I've ever seen. MJ one's cool. If you haven't seen that, it's really old.
Did Bruno Mars do one? Or did he
share? Bruno Mars did one with like Beyonce and Coldplay, didn't he?
That's right.
It's like a mashup of the three of them.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga has done one, which I've seen. That was alright.
She jumped off the top of the fucking
stage. Her performance was like amazing, really. Mm. Like the show was like massive in theatrics.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is amazing, but hers was on a bit more of a different level with that kind of thing. Yeah, I think I would give it a solid 6 out of 10 in comparison to all the other shows I've seen. I mean, 6.5 maybe. Let's go 6.5, 7.
I give it a 7 because I think the J-Lo stuff was cool. And I think I think at the moment, I think Shakira and J-Lo together, I think that's a really cool, like, It's like seeing Madonna and Michael Jackson together.
Yeah,
it's
just fair, like, yeah.
Fuck, this is two icons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd watch this all day.
Damn right. Like,
well, I was just. Yeah. I was gonna say compared to Maroon 5 last year.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was
terrible.
So
they're
underwhelmed
by that.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was entertained. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the dancing was just absolutely nuts. Mm,
choreography on point for sure.
Yeah, so I'd give it 7.
Nice.
I was cool. Entertained.
6.5 from me.
Okay.
Nice. That is the episode wrapped up. That's episode 19. Just a quick one for you. Yeah, check out the show, the Super Bowl halftime show if you want to watch it, and make sure you mark all those time points I said about. but yeah, that's it from us. We'll catch you on the next episode next week. Episode 19 done. Catch you later, guys. Peace out.